From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The latest G20 summit has concluded as protests and clashes with police continue into Sunday in Hamburg, Germany. With more of a wrap-up, Luis Ramirez reports.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Islamic State clung to a slowly shrinking pocket on the Tigris West Bank, battling for every meter with snipers, grenades, and suicide bombers, forcing security forces to fight house to house in densely populated blocks. The Iraqi military has forecast final victory this week in what used to be the de facto capital of Islamic State's caliphate in Iraq, after a grinding 8-month U.S.-backed offensive to wrest the city back from its pre-war population was about 2 million people. Venezuela's president says he supports the transfer of opposition leader Leopoldo López from a military prison to house arrest. President Nicolas Maduro said Saturday evening he wants López to join him in calling for peace amongst the country's 3-month-old political turmoil. This is VOA News. Researchers in Australia have created what they say is the most detailed map ever to record the massacres of Indigenous Australians by European settlers. From Sydney, Philip Mercer reports.
The map, which is available online, documents more than 150 locations of massacres of Australia's original inhabitants following the arrival of British colonists in 1788. The deaths were part of the frontier wars between Indigenous Australians and European settlers that lasted for many decades and claimed thousands of lives. The document was created by studying various accounts of each battle using newspapers, diaries from settlers, and court records. Many Indigenous Australians believe that Australia was invaded by the British, who arrived in the late 18th century to establish a penal colony. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
In the past 5 years, terrorist attacks have killed nearly 20,000 people across Africa. VOA's Maya Bush.
Two groups, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab, accounted for 71% of reported incidents and 91% of fatalities. But while these and other militant groups remain active, fatal terrorist attacks across the continent are on pace to fall for a second straight year, and the total number of attacks is currently running far below 2012 highs.
These findings are part of VOA's original analysis of data from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. ACLED tracks political violence, protests, and terrorist events across Africa. The reports include attacks since 1997 based on data from local news, government statements, NGOs, and published research. However, officials say Al-Shabaab also has extremists from neighboring Somalia beheaded 9 civilians in an attack on a village in Kenya's southeast early Saturday. Beheadings by Al-Shabaab have been rare in Kenya, even as the group has carried out dozens of deadly attacks over years. This East Africa country has seen an increase in attacks claimed by Al-Shabaab in recent weeks, posing a security threat ahead of next month's presidential election. 8 men faced charges of homicide with intent on Saturday after an American tourist was fatally assaulted Friday on the holiday island of Zakynthos in Greece. The 22-year-old American died in the early mornings of Friday after an altercation in the coastal town of Laganas, known for its myriad of bars and nightclubs catering to tourists. 4 men were arrested Friday and 4 more on Saturday, with police say they are continuing to search for additional suspects connected with the case. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.